Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a headhunter in town. What does he do and how does he do it? Let's go in-depth with Joe Lichtai of Pella, owner of the Crossings Group. Joe, where are you from?
I'm from Iowa originally, born in Agency or Ottumwa. So I'm an Iowa kid.
All right.
Originally, yeah.
And where'd you go to school?
Waukee. Grew up, by 78, my parents had moved us to Waukee. And so from third grade through high school, my mom, still alive, still lives in Waukee. So they've been there since 78.
And what brought you to Pella?
My wife's work, since I've worked for myself and have sort of a remote ability, which I can kind of explain her career in HR. There was an opportunity at the hospital to be the HR director. And since we were from Iowa, we were living in Colorado at the time, but our parents were getting older, both sets of parents. We thought sooner or later we wanted our kids to grow up here, so we ended up watching the market, the job market, or she did. And, you know, we knew Pella was a wonderful spot. So when that job opened, one thing led to another. And on a trip back, she ended up getting an interview. And then that same week, they brought her back for a second interview. And ultimately, that's why we're here.
And what do you do?
I am an executive search firm owner, but most of my day is spent recruiting and working with talent in the Midwest in the residential lending industry. So depositories, banks in Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Chicago, St. Louis to Kansas City that have an active residential lending team where they're helping homeowners with their financing. They might have groups of people from 5 or 10 employees to thousands, depending on how large their mortgage unit is. I'm connecting with most of the leaders in most of those mortgage units most of the time. And I'm around, you might say, when one of those great leaders is in transition, or if a company has a simply called a job order, an opening. So we match our database of talent and connections to job openings and do it kind of quietly, you know, to some degree. And sometimes we're more robust about it and market that the job's open, but we usually keep it kind of just quiet and do the work and help somebody. We like to say it's, you know, a lot of big decisions in life. Choose who choose your faith, I suppose, might be the biggest one. Choose who you're going to marry. Are you going to have kids? Are you going to buy a house? Those are 3 or 4 really big decisions, but your career is right there. So we like to think of it as supporting a really big decision.
Well, so you're a headhunter.
That's it.
Is that what?
Yeah, that's the phrase. I don't mind it at all, and I think some people might think it's a weird phrase or it's negative, but we like to say it this way. We only facilitate what is already happening in somebody's career. So, Bob, if you're ready to go, but you hadn't told anybody, my phone call would only facilitate what you're already thinking. And all I do is help you say it out loud, and then I help you, over the course of a few meetings, get ready, and then start to interview, and ultimately all the way through to resigning. In fact, I just coached a guy 10 minutes ago on how to resign on Monday to his boss.
Really?
And again, he was already thinking about leaving. We really don't oversell. We just listen and facilitate career transitions. That's a softer way of saying headhunting.
Well, headhunting sounds exotic and fun.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, sure. Sounds really, it does sound like probably more exciting than it is. Yeah, I agree with you.
More exciting than it is. Yeah. Well, but I mean, to find the right job for somebody and find the right person for the company, that has to be a really good feeling.
It is super. I mean, it really is. I placed a guy 10 years ago who's still thanking me. Like, literally, last week we were talking about it. He's like, you know, I owe you so much because you placed me here and my income level, and I'm happy. It's been great. You know, I just, you know, he keeps thanking me. You know, it's been those moments make 75, 80 calls a day on the phone. This is kind of what we do. We have to keep moving and keep after stuff. It makes it easier. And you could kind of put up with the monotony of and the routine of a lot of people don't pick up the phone. There's a large percentage of phone calls that just go to voicemail, and you don't get to talk to people as much as you'd like. So thank yous like that help.
Well, yeah. Sure. That's a lot of phone calls over the course of a day.
It is a lot of phone calls.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Joe Lichtai of Pella, owner of the Crossings Group. You have to know people. You have to know people in the companies, and you have to know the people that are looking for work. And it's just not like you don't just know them. You have to know something about them, know their personalities,
right,
whether they'd fit in or not. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a database of 69,000 mortgage professionals after 16 years. And we tag and note every call and all the documentation we gather. But yeah, you ultimately, we spend typically 90 minutes in an interview. That's a recruiting call is 10 minutes. It's assessing your motivation level and your talent. I mean, you could be really motivated, but not very good at what you do. I'm probably not that interested, or the opposite. You could be really talented, but you're never leaving. What are we gonna do about that? Probably not much either. So it's sort of competent talent and some common sense motivation. There are some things not present in your career. So we do that in the recruiting call. Then the interview is usually 90 minutes, and we've got forms and different things we do. And then we start presenting and getting you set for interviews, and the thing takes off from there. So
you mainly work in the mortgage industry, right?
That's all I do.
That's all you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what exactly to ask somebody to get a certain response from them. So let's just say I'm a mortgage guy in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I call you and I say I want a job and I want more money and maybe I want to live in Dallas.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I say, well, Bob, it's nice to meet you. Let's talk for a little bit and tell me more about why we're even talking on the phone, what's going on over at Commerce Bank or whatever, you know.
Well, and then I say, I need more money. I don't really like the boss. I'm smarter than him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hear that a lot. Is that right? Well, I usually say, tell me more.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? I don't quite get it. You know, you stay there. You stay on that. I don't like my boss, really. What is it about him or her? You know, you ask the same question about three different ways until they finally get to the, you know, the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg is I don't like my boss. Under the water, it's they haven't given me a performance appraisal in 3 years. And in fact, they've skipped raises because they don't do those. They don't tie in the income raise. So now I've been sitting here frustrated, and that ultimately leads me to not funding my 529 for my daughter, who's going to college in 3 years. So now what we're really talking about is the fact that he and his wife aren't meeting their college savings goals. And that is a real reason to be frustrated. Not, you don't have to really dislike your boss, but what's really happening is something personal is stressing now that this relationship's gotten thinner with the boss. So if you can get there and get to some real interests, now you're really helping somebody with a problem, and away we go. Now, that's half it. Now, I don't know if you're any good, Bob. Bob, tell me about your day-to-day. What do you do? And then we're going to talk about your work. And then, so now we've got your motivation, and now we're going to start talking about, are you any good at what you do? Because there might be a reason why you're not getting a raise. And I don't know that yet.
Right.
So then we'll go.
And so if I live in a big city and I say, I work with three clients a day and I make two cold calls.
Yeah. Well, those are some pretty long cold calls. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, I know, you know, we recruit certain job titles. We know some of the standards that you should be hitting, especially if you're a sales guy bringing in mortgage volume. There are a lot of sales orders. Every mortgage company wants a guy who can bring in, or a gal that can bring in market share. There isn't a bank in this town that wouldn't like more commercial ag mortgage business. So if I've got a salesperson leaving, bringing their customers legally, as long as there's no non-solicit, then I have that order for the end to the end of time till I retire. That order's every day. So we have to be careful with those orders because they're so prevalent. They're not always great. But again, the guy who's producing and selling, there are some standards that we listen to and listen for, and kind of we're checking some boxes as we listen.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joe Lichtai of Pella, owner of the Crossings Group.
Well, what if somebody's just a jerk and you know that they won't? I mean, you can tell sometimes, hey, I don't like this guy or gal. Nobody else is going to either. Do you say, maybe I'm not the person for you? Do you say that, or I'm not going to work with you? Or do you coach and say, all right, you got to come across different, or what do you do?
We will coach him after we're convinced we want to interview them. And that's not the easiest thing. So that coaching might come after a couple hours. Listen, you're getting ready to go out on an interview tomorrow. And I've noticed a couple things, I got to be honest with you. You don't listen much. You spend most of your time talking. In fact, if I ask you a question, it's about a 10-minute answer. And I got to tell you, we got to take that down to 3 minutes. If they're a jerk, I'm already out. I'm going to fade. I'll probably fade away. Then I'm going to change you after all this time and
Not going to happen.
Probably not going to pull that off. I'm not a psychiatrist and I'm not a personality coach. So, but, you know, we do tell clients this. The hiring managers and candidates, we like the people we work with. So if you're the hiring manager and I'm bringing Andrew Schneider in, I already like Andrew. I've gotten to know him. And I already like you, Bob. So what's going to happen in the interview? You're going to tell me I like that guy. I already know that because I already like him. And I like you, so, you know, it's kind of like 1 = 2 = 3. So we're going to focus mostly on talent and understanding motivation than we are personality. So I'm trying to eliminate the personality that might be the third thing. You might be really good, really motivated, but if you're a jerk, I'm out. Mm-hmm. But if you're pretty normal, you communicate well, I'm in. Mm-hmm. Now, I got to assess talent and motivation, but I already like you and I like the way you talk and you're a good listener. So hopefully that's out of the way as we get started with a candidate.
Well, now on the other side of it, you've got a big bank in Chicago and maybe they'll say to you, I need 7 mortgage people at the end of next week and make them good. Do you ever get that?
Yeah, we get those kind of orders. We are usually reluctant because I don't ever overpromise, and we're not like a high volume. I started in the temporary industry, and that call comes in on a Thursday, and on Friday they need 5 people to do something, maybe in a warehouse or in an office setting, and I can do that. That was 17 years ago at a different company. I don't really do the I'm going to get you 7 guys by next Friday kind of thing. That's just, maybe I'm not capable of it. I'm not sure, but that doesn't happen very often. There are companies that say they want to hire 100 loan officers over the course of a year. We are more executive search leadership only if we can. Not that we don't place producers that are sales guys, but typically we'll fill 2 or 3 jobs a month, maybe 1 or 2. And it's just not... They usually take us about 8 weeks. Sometimes they're longer, and sometimes it can be a week, but that's rare, where it can just all come together. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. What if you've got a friend? Let's say somebody that you placed a few years ago, and do you ever say? I mean, I guess that this is a regular thing. You say, "There's an opportunity for you in Chicago. You want me to work it for you?"
Nope. The rule of thumb is if it would disappoint your mother, you don't do it. So if I placed you, I'm not ever going to recruit you out of there. Now, you could come to me and tell me you're resigning next week, and I'm all in. Okay, so you're out. Or the org chart change is coming. Company's being sold. It's maybe not even the same company anymore. I'll place guys at this bank, and it's not even that bank a year later because another bank bought them, and I don't have a relationship with the next bank, not yet. So it does happen where guys call and say, listen, things have changed here. Can you help me? And I'm like, no, I can't unless those things I just listed. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult chat. And it makes it difficult to really stay really tied in with their career because unless, you know, you place them and you wouldn't mind helping them find people. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you'd stay around and available to them. Like, they're the leader of Chicago. Well, you're around in case they need you for leaders underneath them. That's generally the stay connected call that we're making. It's a tough topic. That one's a tough one.
Well, it sounds remarkably ethical.
Well, I mean, it's just part of the deal. That's just part of the deal.
And what's the best part of your job?
I say it this way. I can either help you advance your career, get a bigger job, bigger role, or remove barriers to performance that you're experiencing at your current company. And both of them are equally gratifying. When this guy who just, maybe they've got bad support, bad comp plan, whatever. They find the next place and they're excited, they're ready to go and they're better off. Or I can help a guy get a promotion and move up in his career and get that next role. Those are, it's extremely, extremely cool and fun. It's fun. It's like professional hide and seek. I call it. It's like when you find the person, it's thrilling. I mean, you know, and you know it. Like, oh, that's it. That's the guy. That's the girl. You know, it's fun because it's, you know, paid off and it's time rewarded, etc. So.
Thanks to Joe Lichtai for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.